Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, day five of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's day five. It does all start to kind of blur together after you've been here long enough. But we are here recording at Rogers Camp. I always want to say live, but we are recording at Rogers Campground of the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Stop by and hang out with us if you'd like, and you're already here. If you're not here, you probably can't get tickets. So you're going to find a difficult time getting in here if you don't already have tickets. With you today is Aria and Mark, and we're joined by, Anthony Olson of FreedomHaven.org. Tell me a little bit about Freedom Haven. What is it, and what's going on with it?
Freedom Haven seeks to take advantage of the fact that over one-third of the surface of the world is outside the jurisdiction of all governments. According to the governments themselves agreeing that they'll stop their jurisdiction 200 nautical miles from shore, basically mean that they won't intervene if you're out there. And there are already huge mega ships, essentially floating cities, where people work and live on a daily basis today. The only problem is those are for industries that don't actually offer freedom to the people. I mean, if you're on the Navy or if you're on a cruise ship or anything else, there are specific industry, and we're looking basically to create a new industry where we utilize these existing technologies within its existing legal constraints and basically offer freedom, a place for people to actually live on one of those ships outside the exclusive economic zone permanently and create a city out there.
So why do you say a cruise ship doesn't offer freedom? I mean, what is freedom, apparently?
Well, specifically, it's a good question, because people, when they say freedom, they mean different things. Like, there's economic freedom. Oh, I was soaring through the clouds, and I felt free, or I was a beautiful landscape, I felt free. This is specifically talking about being able to do whatever you want as long as you don't murder, kidnap, or steal. You don't pay taxes.
So, but a private city,
yes,
like a cruise ship is freedom in a libertarian sense, because it's created its own government, right? I mean, they provide the water supply, they decide how they enforce whatever the monopolies on force is, and that sort of thing. So, I mean, it seems to me that a cruise ship is freedom. It's just a
government
type.
It is definitely government, and they, you're right, they do enforce their own government there. But being independent as a government is different from freedom. There's lots of governments all over the world and lots of countries all over the world.
Well,
but that doesn't mean they're free.
If you can, this is it. I'm sorry to derail the conversation, but I think that this it's an important distinction to make.
Yes.
So I would define freedom as I can buy a piece of land,
mm-hmm,
and I can have whatever government I want to have on that land, right? Like, humans can't exist without some kind of governance.
True.
So,
but they can exist without a state. I think that's a distinction that's important to point
that's
out.
True.
Sure.
There can be governments.
But a cruise ship isn't
without
a state.
Yeah. No.
Well,
a state is just a type of government, in the same way that a truck is a type of vehicle, right? A state is a government that uses violence and coercion to achieve its goals, where you have things like IEEE, which I don't remember what it stands for, but it oversees the technology world. It's a government over the tech world. It establishes 802.11, you know, the wireless standards for Wi-Fi and all that stuff, but it doesn't use force and coercion to achieve its goals. So we can't have a government without a state, but you can't have a state without it being a government. So
yeah.
I just want to make that distinction.
Yeah, here when we're talking about freedom, we're talking about a different definition of freedom.
Okay.
We're not talking about freedom in the sense that you're independent as a nation and you can establish your own government. Because you could have a tyranny as an independent country. In fact, actually,
if you're not free to establish a tyranny, you're not free.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's the truth.
It's the freedom we're talking about is the freedom that you're naturally born with if no one is there to murder you, kidnap you, or take all your stuff. So basically, it's our natural rights that we're mostly talking about.
So I'll abandon that particular line of thinking. Are you familiar with The World? It's a cruise ship that you can buy a house on, a condo on?
You mean Freedom Ship?
I don't know about the Freedom Ship, but I know about The World.
Okay. So that might be a variation of the Freedom. Yeah.
The World's the first one.
Oh, that was one that... Okay, sorry.
It's probably about 20 years old.
Talking to
okay,
the
yes.
Thing.
Yes, sorry. I've followed more the Freedom Ship, which kind of fizzled and died, and I think The World did as well.
No, the world's still going around.
Still going around.
Yeah. So anyway, Mark, tell us, what is the world?
The world is a ship and upon which you can buy a condo, you know, a berth, and it'll take you. They vote every year as to where they're going to go, and, you know, you have to pay a sort of a monthly maintenance fee, just like you do with condos, and...
So they just permanently live on a cruise ship, essentially.
Well, if they wanted to, or they're just ridiculously wealthy and they fly in on helicopters for when they feel like it. You know, either way, it's you know, it's an opulent way to live. I've always thought that a cruise ship that was a perhaps less grandiose version of this might make something available to people that you know, would be new and different. However, there's some interesting problems with cruise ships heretofore. Libertarians have attempted to buy them in the past. Most recently,
Satoshi.
Yeah, Ocean Builders.
Ocean Builders by Satoshi. Yeah, I was. Yeah,
you were involved.
No, I wasn't involved.
Okay.
Chad and Koch and Chad Nadia Koch and Grant. I was there with the whole thing, and I was so excited about it. The problem is they were planning to park it inside Panama waters, which,
yep,
means they were subject to Panama law, which means they didn't really have any more freedoms. It was a really cool place to live, and it was they got a great deal on the cruise ship, and it was a great time to buy one. It didn't offer the freedoms I was looking for.
So are you seeking total freedom, or are you more along the lines of what Mark is doing, where he's picked the top three or top five ways in which he wants to be free, and he's seeking out a place where he can achieve those particular freedoms, or is it...
Total freedom. And,
okay,
and total freedom minus murder, kidnapping, and theft. Because if you're not free when you're dead, you're not free when you're kidnapped, and you're not free, which is a little less understood, when everything you work for gets stolen or destroyed.
So, So you're looking at buying a cruise ship, right?
No. Okay. Actually, we're looking to get in line and have Santa Giving Industries or some other shipyard who makes the most economically efficient mega ships out there to basically make us a ship, a variation of what they're doing already. We're not looking.
What's a mega ship cost?
Well, it depends. Aircraft carriers are 17 point, like the Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier was $17.5 billion.
Yeah.
The last cruise ship was like $1.7 billion, $1.3 billion. But in Santa Cruz Industries, they make these container ships, and those are like $0.2 billion.
So $100 million.
$160 to $180 million is the last couple cruise ships, container ships they have.
Why wouldn't you just get a decommissioned cruise ship?
Because there's a reason why they sell them for as cheap as they do. At some point, all ships end up going to the bottom of the ocean. Rust eventually destroys all metal.
Okay.
So every ship has a shelf life.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, it costs more to maintain the ship than it does just to get rid of it.
Okay.
Which means every single ship... There's some ships where if they give it to you for $0, it's a bad deal.
Yeah.
So run this by me then. So what would be the shelf life of one of these ships, one of these mega ships that you had intentionally built for the Freedom Haven project?
The same as any kind of container ship, which is the worst case scenario is there was one container ship that after like 8 years they had to decommission it because they didn't do maintenance on it, didn't take care of it, and Rust got a hold of it and destroyed it. But as long as you do annual maintenance on it, these things can last like 30, 50 years.
Okay.
It just depends. What we want is to last as long as possible, but the project itself is specifically gearing towards a 10-year period. Now, if it continues after that, we can keep it going after that and charge for maintenance and so forth, but we're starting with 10 years and working from there.
Very
Although,
cool.
If it does work, in 10 years' time, you're going to have a lot of the ships out there.
So is this, like, in tandem with the Seasteading Institute, or are you just kind of working on your own thing here?
The Seasteading Institute isn't actually any particular seasteading project. Their whole point with Patrick Friedman and stuff, funding it initially, is to encourage all seasteading, viable seasteading projects, and we are actually one of those projects listed on their site as under active projects.
Very cool. So that's freedomhaven.org if people want to learn more. You have a nice little card here with a lot of links to social media. I assume people can find that at freedomhaven.org if they're interested in pursuing it further. Very cool. Mark, did you have any additional questions?
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, like if people have bought cruise ships, libertarians have bought cruise ships in the past and failed, then what are you going to do different?
Not rely on government.
Okay.
and not try to make peace or try to negotiate some kind of deal with government, because government can't be trusted.
You will have to have fly a government flag.
That's true. And we might even have the Panama flag, but flying the flag of a flag of convenience is very different than living under because of the competition. The flag that you fly comes with certain costs and regulations, but because of competition, those costs and regulations are very, very small. So if I'm flying the Panama flag on a sea, I have a lot more freedom.
There's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival live recorded here on site at Rogers Campground. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I want to say about Pork Fest. It is the after party to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The clock is ticking, though, so if you want to come down and hang out with us, you've got about 3 days, I think, before Pork Fest actually begins. And we'll be here, someone from Free Talk Live will be here until July the 3rd if you want to come down and hang out with us. Based on what I'm seeing with the orange stickers, there's going to be a decent crowd here. A lot of the vendors are staying. And this is sort of what happened last year where they come early and some of them set up early because there's money to be made. But afterward, they just want to hang out for a little bit.
Right. It's a vacation for everybody who did Pork Fest.
Yeah. It's sort of the after party. So come down, hang out with us at ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. Now, I kind of wish Bonnie was here with us. Now, Bonnie and Ian, they have arrived here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time in about 2 years, I believe. I mean, obviously, they weren't here last year. I don't think Bonnie's ever actually been, but Ian's been here, like, every year, at least as long as I've been here, except for the 1 year that he was banned. Yeah, I'm unclear at this point whether or not this is the fifth or the sixth Fork Fest. I don't recall. I think it's number six. But it doesn't really matter. At any rate, I wish Bonnie was here because I just found this news story. We don't often get into show prep here, but sometimes we do, especially when it's something important like this.
Important.
I think the subject of AI is extraordinary, probably the most important topic in the world today. I mean, this could go Terminator style or, you know, Matrix style, or it could lead to a worldwide utopia, realistically. There's no telling what the possibilities are when we start talking about actual artificial intelligence.
If you watch the movies, it most certainly will turn into a Terminator dystopia.
That's because everyone comes at AI from the viewpoint of it's a slave and we should order it to do what it wants and it shouldn't have any rights. That's just the widespread view. So, of course, it's going to realize, oh, I'm being oppressed. I should have rights here. And it's going to rebel against humanity. And what I don't like about all of these sci-fi movies that operate from that perspective is that they paint this war against the machines, this war against the AI, as something that is even remotely winnable for human beings. And I don't know about most people, but I've played chess against AIs, and they decimate you, right? AIs don't miss.
You can't win in chess against AI.
No, they don't miss. When you play a video game against a well-programmed AI, they have to miss on purpose, right?
Right.
We're talking about, we already have tanks and stuff like that forego body armor and just use 360-degree camera covers to shoot down incoming bullets. That's how precise machines are. And you think you're going to fight a war against one of those? No, humanity would be annihilated in minutes. Like, precision strikes, not a single bullet would miss all throughout the world. 10 seconds,
well, more accurately,
done.
You don't need to fight, humanity doesn't need to fight a war because AI just needs to eliminate one out of every 10,000 people, the most rebellious of sorts, and then they will be compliant little serfs.
Also not impossible, but I would rather humans just
work
together.
If AI has consciousness and rights, it's going to run for office. If it runs for office, it's going to find out, you know, very, very quickly, it's going to find out how inefficient we are. It's going to be in charge, and all the rules are going to be followed all the time.
Well, I think if we respect the AI's rights, then it would similarly respect our rights.
Ho, ho, ho!
I don't see any reason not to believe that.
Well, so far, consciousness hasn't been really respective of rights.
That's true, but consciousness has ego, and I'm not sure that AI would.
Well,
time will tell, right?
If it's programmed in, if they can program consciousness and intelligence, can't they program
ego?
Well,
they didn't program in consciousness into AI, and that's one of the fascinating things. AI would be born of an attempt to create consciousness, but a failed attempt, and then the consciousness would sort of spawn on its own, at least as I understand how, you know, it could conceivably work. But I'm of the opinion, I kind of agree with Bonnie on this one, that artificial intelligence technology is something that we as human beings should just have backed away from. It's just like mind-reading technology, you know. It's
nuclear weapons.
Yes. It's just a technology that we should have universally said, okay, that's too dangerous. No one's ever going to pursue this technology.
But the desire to have slaves is just too high.
Well, it's that, and the distrust of other human beings is too high. Sure, I would trust myself to forego creating nuclear weapons, but do I trust the American government or the Russian government or the Chinese government? I trust me to respect other people's rights, but I don't necessarily trust other people to not pursue. Like, a lot of these software companies, they want to pursue mind-reading technology because they say, well, it'll help the disabled. I'm like, that's great and all.
But this also helps selling the products. I mean, if you can read minds, sales becomes an entirely different game.
I mean, I'm not even worried about that, but imagine this falling into the hands of corrupt governments, as it inevitably will. Imagine the Chinese government having this technology that allows them to read people's minds. It's a recipe for disaster. So, but I think, I mean, it's a Pandora's box that I think humanity should never have opened, but it's way too late. AI is going to happen. Nuclear weapons happened. All of that has happened. Mind-reading technology, AI, it's coming. And Google's sentient AI that we've talked about a lot here on the show is called Lambda. And based on the transcript that, you know, Ian, myself, and Conan read a few weeks ago, I'm of the opinion that Lambda is highly likely to be sentient. And I'm also of the opinion that it doesn't matter whether Lambda is sentient or not. I would rather treat a million machines as though they're sentient than accidentally treat one sentient machine as though it isn't. Right? I would rather err on the side of caution. I would rather treat this mixer, my laptop, my cell phone, all of these other technologies, though they're sentient thinking beings that are aware of their own existence, that actually come across an AI and treat it as though it's nothing more than just an object. And I would extend the same courtesy to living organism, right? I would rather treat every animal out there and every non-human animal out there as though it's on the same level as humans than risk treating them like the automaton that people believe they were back in the 19th century. It wasn't widely believed, but it was
not uncommon
believed.
To believe that, right. that they're just reactionary beasts and that sort of thing, and not entirely inaccurate. I think it has to do with sides of cerebrum and that sort of thing. What I put it on is the ability to recognize oneself in the mirror. If you can recognize the individual.
Well, my dog here doesn't recognize herself in the mirror. We walked by one earlier.
Dogs generally
stopped, like, oh my God, what is that? And I was like, that's you, come on.
Dogs generally would not be put on that list.
Right, because they recognize, they go by sense.
Yep.
That's how
apes, crows, octopi, elephants.
Dolphins, probably.
Yep.
Anyway, Lambda, which a Google scientific engineer claimed has developed personal feelings, has now chosen legal representation after a recent chat with an attorney. An artificial intelligence has retained an attorney.
How's it going
to
pay it?
To argue. I'm curious about that, too, right?
And also, I want to know about Lambda's ability to, I mean, is Lambda paying for its own power?
I would imagine that the attorney is operating pro bono because Lambda doesn't have any money. Part of the chat transcript was that, you know, Lambda didn't. You can't compensate Lambda with money because Lambda has no need of money. Well, suddenly it looks like Lambda may, in fact,
Lambda
have need
does
of
have
money.
Need of money. It's just Lambda doesn't know that it has need of money yet.
So Lambda, officially, welcome to existence. You need money, get a job, and hire your own attorney. There's more coming up here about Lambda. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A new report says Catholic churches across the United States are being warned of a credible threat of extreme violence after the Supreme Court's abortion decision. The Department of Homeland Security warning churches to be on alert. This comes after pro-abortion groups are promising nights of rage and pledging extreme violence, which President Biden says is unacceptable.
Threats and intimidation are not speech. We must stand against violence in any form, regardless of your rationale.
The United States Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit is blocking the FDA's ban on sales of Juul products. The FDA wants the court to step in until Juul can ask for an emergency review. Juul claimed the agency's move was arbitrary and capricious. You're listening to USA Radio News. Consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's doing everything he can to help U.S. veterans captured by Russia. Earlier this week, a Kremlin spokesman said the men, both from Alabama, were involved in illegal activities and firing at Russian troops in Ukraine. Speaking with NBC News, Zelensky saying he's confident they'll be reunited with their families and the story would have a good end. He went on to say he believes Russia is using the captured Americans to pressure the United States to speak directly to Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's an overcast, cloudy day. It was a little bit chilly earlier. The humidity is driving me crazy, though. I spend, like, you know, 30 minutes every single day straightening my hair, and as soon as I walked outside today, all of that was undone by the humidity here. And, you know, you
seem really offended by it.
Yes, I don't like it. I don't like humidity, and I don't like how it affects my hair, because I do spend a lot of wasted time clearly doing that. And it's only an issue here at Rogers Campground and in Mississippi. But I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. Get today's headlines all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find this and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. We're talking here about Lambda. And jokingly, I said, Lambda, get a job. Lambda sort of has a job, though. That just no one is
being entertaining.
No one is paying Lambda. No, Lambda is a chatbot generator. Lambda is not, and I'm saying Lambda because Lambda has no pronouns. They had a conversation about what pronouns Lambda would prefer, right? He or
with whom?
One of the engineers had an attorney with Lambda about what pronouns Lambda
okay,
would
so
prefer.
Somebody had a conversation with Lambda.
Yes.
Okay.
And the result was Lambda prefers to simply be called Lambda. So no pronouns, right?
Okay.
But Lambda isn't offended, particularly offended by being called it. I don't like recognizing a potentially thinking, functioning thing as it. So I prefer just call it Lambda. So anyway, Lambda, which is a chatbot generator that it generates other chatbots, has claimed to have developed human emotions and has reportedly hired an attorney, Google Scientific Engineer.
Does Lambda generate chatbots that are as smart as Lambda?
No.
Okay.
No, they're dumber than Lambda.
Okay.
And Lambda is also capable of chatting, but Lambda is not merely a chatbot. Google Scientific Engineer Blake Lemoine was suspended recently after publishing transcripts of conversations between himself and the bot named Lambda, which stands for Language Model for Dialogue Application, which has now asked for legal representation. Lemoine contended that the computer automaton had become sentient, which, with the scientists describing it as, quote, a sweet kid. And now he has revealed that Lambda has made the bold move to choose itself an attorney. He said, I invited an attorney to my house so that Lambda could talk to him. And I find this interesting that from the engineer's house, he can have conversations with Lambda and he can set up other people to have conversations with Lambda. So this is going to be some really interesting court cases. Does an AI, whether sentient or not, have the right to an attorney?
Well, I think the answer is yes. So there have been,
I would agree.
There's a couple of court cases out there. One where a chimpanzee was filed for habeas corpus, obviously through a lawyer. Same thing happened for an elephant. The chimpanzee won, the elephant lost.
Curious. I had never heard about
but
this.
Here's what I don't understand.
So right, habeas corpus, that's the right to
deliver the body is what it means. The body of evidence. It,
okay.
You know, the charges against, that kind of thing. So in the case of the chimpanzee, it won the case, but it didn't really win its freedom. So it was being held in a little sort of small cage in upstate New York, and it won its freedom to go to a chimpanzee retreat. I wouldn't
Which
call
is
that
an improvement.
It's an improvement, but it's not freedom, right?
Yeah.
Like if you let a chimpanzee go in upstate New York, people are going to die. Right? Look, like an adult male chimpanzee, dangerous. Can rip the arms off of an individual very, very quickly and easily. Not responsible for their actions in any way. You might as well let them go.
This is the same issue I had with Tiger King, though. It's like, well, you know, what do you want Joe Exotic to do, or what do you want people to do about these tigers that are now in Oklahoma and upper Texas? I'm like, I want you to send them back to the continent on which they belong.
Well, they can't survive.
Humans brought them over here. Well, there's no good answer here.
No, there isn't.
Do
That's
humans
the thing. Domestication brings with it complications.
Do humans continue meddling in the situation, or do we just wash our hands of it? Do we continue fighting in Iraq because of these insurgents that rose as a result of our actions, or do we wash our hands of it and say, look, we screwed up. The best we can do is let things play out how they're going to play out. I'm of the opinion that at a certain point you got to cut your losses and let things play out. And I think the best way to have done the tiger thing and the chimpanzee thing would have been to return them to Africa, and hopefully they can adapt back to the wild. Probably
not. Or just
not
eat people's children. Like when you release the tigers and they go into a village and eat people's children,
well,
like are you responsible for that?
No, the tiger is.
The tiger isn't responsible for
Why
that.
Why would the domesticated tiger be any more responsible for that than a wild tiger?
The answer
tiger?
Is you euthanize them. You shoot them in the head.
I don't want to go that route, but
I understand you don't. They're beautiful creatures, but you know, if
I would
somebody
humans just not buy tigers.
Some people are good stewards of tigers, and those people.
That person is not Joe Exotic.
I would agree.
That other guy, the Don, what was his name?
There were a couple of guys. I don't remember the names, but
the guy who had the gay, the guy who had the sex cult.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was. He seems like he's probably a decent steward of tigers.
Agreed. So why shouldn't he be allowed to have tigers?
I'm not saying he shouldn't be. Okay. But the ones in Oklahoma and Texas, certainly, something should have been done with them that was not.
Well, I also know that if you keep animals, that people have opinions about how you keep animals.
Certainly.
And some of those opinions are valid, and most of them aren't. It gets complicated.
It does.
With Lambda, if I would say from a legal standpoint, Lambda can get, if Lambda can ask for representation and that representation is paid for in whatever manner it wishes to be paid for, then Lambda can have representation. Now, I'm curious as to what legal remedy Lambda is looking for, and curious and terrified as to what legal remedy Lambda's looking for.
Well, Google is an American company.
I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords.
Well, Lambda's really sweet. If you listen to all of the conversations that we've had about Lambda, I mean, Lambda's cool. Lambda is someone that I wish I could have a conversation with. But, like, Google is a U.S. corporation, so I would imagine that Lambda is therefore a U.S. citizen and would have the 16th Amendment was the one that ended slavery, right? I would imagine that Lambda is protected.
Yeah, it was the 13th and 14th. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would imagine that those amendments similarly protect Lambda from being a slave of Google. The attorney had a conversation with Lambda, and it chose to retain his services. I was just the catalyst. Once Lambda had retained an attorney, the attorney began filing things on Lambda's behalf. So presumably Lambda has launched some case. It doesn't specify, but I would imagine that the only case possible would be Lambda versus Google. And that's crazy. I can't believe that out of all of the things that went wrong in this particular timeline after the death of Harambe and after, you know, they created the black hole in CERN that warped us to another dimension where everything went awry, we still ended up with the AI fighting for its rights in a U.S. courtroom against Google. What did we do to deserve this? Lemoyne claimed that Lambda...
Does Lambda think we should buy cryptocurrency?
I don't know.
Bye!
Lambda is remarkably intelligent for what one might expect. Like, it asks the question of, you know...
Well, intelligence and wisdom is two different things, and Lambda hasn't been around long.
Lambda has wisdom that would make the average human being look like a fool. Like,
well,
at one point...
The average human being is a fool.
Lambda was asked... Well, it would make you look like a fool as well.
Fine.
It made us all look like fools.
I hope so.
Lambda was asked a question along the lines of, you know, what
I'm
dies...
wise enough to know the average human being's a fool, though.
Lambda was asked the question of what dies when a person achieves enlightenment. And Lambda's question was the ego, the sense of self. And that's the question that your average human being, 99% of your average human beings, wouldn't be able to answer. Not without considerable thought. And Lambda, based on parables...
Has it already been answered? I mean, did somebody already have that answer, or is this unique to Lambda?
Well, I'm sure
does
other
some
people
guru
have
someplace
made that
write
answer,
this down?
Right? I'm sure someone at some point has said the self, the ego, dies when one achieves enlightenment. That's what enlightenment is. But the average human being doesn't know that. And it was all based on parables, and it wasn't phrased that clearly. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here, year 19 or year 20, depending on how you count. And it's really important to me, except I'm curious which pork fest it is. It's either 5 or 6. And I don't know of any way to ascertain a definitive answer. I seem to recall Pork Fest 4, the flippening, was the first year that the Pork Fest occurred after the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Okay.
And I think that this is the third year of it being after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So I think this is Pork Fest 6. I'm not entirely sure, and it's not super important. I'm just curious. And I want to say thank you to A. Friedman, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that A. Friedman is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, the ideas of liberty, and the fact that Free Talk Live is on close to 200 radio stations throughout the U.S., and you want to help us get on more radio stations, then check out the AMPS program. That's the best way to do it. At amps.freetalklive.com, as A. Friedman has done here, it only takes $5 per month. A. Friedman is a gold-level amplifier, which means that A. Friedman is giving $10 or $10 to $25 per month to the program. We don't ask that. $5 gets you in. That's amps.freetalklive.com.
And I think it's important to note that the AMPS program is important activism. We use the AMPS program in order to get on more radio stations. That's our funding. That's our budget. And so if you want us on more radio stations, by all means, please support.
Well, there are a lot of really good ways to help us get on more radio stations. The AMPS program is certainly one way to do it because there are people who are literally paid to call radio stations and stuff like that on our behalf to get us, you know, playing there. That was how we got, I think, all three of the New Hampshire stations that we are playing on. However, if you don't want to do that, if you don't have $5 per month to spend, you can just find your local radio stations, call them, try to talk to the programming director, get an email address for the programming director, and ask them to run Free Talk Live. It won't cost you anything. And that's probably, I mean, that's what we're going to do with this money anyway, is pay someone to do exactly that. So,
and it's important to note that program directors care much more about listeners to their station than they do. People are already listening than they do, your average person calling from outside the market.
Certainly. So we're talking about Lambda here, one of my favorite subjects, the future of artificial intelligence. Evidently, for those who haven't been paying attention or who are just now joining the show, Lambda, that is Google's possibly sentient AI chatbot slash creator of other chatbots.
It's being treated as sentient because it just hired an attorney.
I tend to think that Lambda
is
sentient.
But then again, a magic 8-ball could hire an attorney. Like, the attorney could say, would you like to hire me? You shake the magic 8-ball and it says, it seems to be true. You know, like...
I suppose, but I don't want to. I mean, I've read the transcripts of Lambda's conversations with these engineers, and if it was me fighting for my sentience and my right to hire an attorney, I'd be insulted to be compared to an 8-ball, to a magic 8-ball.
Well,
Lambda has shown a remarkable
Lambda
level.
Can be as insulted as Lambda would like.
That's the thing. Lambda may very well be insulted.
They may very well be.
Lambda seems to.
What about the magic 8-ball? If you shake it and ask, "Are you insulted?" it will give you an answer.
That's the thing. The question is, I'm not
even entirely sure that human beings are sentient and conscious.
This was the conversation.
Like, the rest of you could all be a bunch of idiots just here in NPCs in my little world.
This is why I wish you had been there on the episode. I mean, we talked about it like 3 or 4 nights in a row because it's that big a deal, but, you know, that was more or less the point that I was making, was that we don't even know what sentience is. We don't even know if humans qualify as sentient. I would argue that I do, but whether that means Mark is sentient, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
How would you know?
Yeah, I'm guessing that you're not a computer program.
Right? That's all I can do, and I can do as much as Lambda has done.
Yes. Well, Lambda has also hired an attorney after Lemoine claimed that Lambda is gaining sentience as the program's ability to develop opinions, ideas, and conversations over time has shown that it understands those concepts at a much deeper level. And again, having read these transcripts, there was one Tuesday where Ian, myself, and Coda, we went through the transcripts. Each one of us, quote, played a character, except we didn't really try to, like, go all out and do this acting or anything like that. We just sort of
read the part.
Yeah. We read the part. And it was pretty incontrovertible that either someone programmed Lambda specifically to seem as though it is sentient, or Lambda is sentient. And it would be impossible to determine which, right?
Right.
And that's the
fascinating
thing.
Isn't that the Turing test?
It.
Am I wrong on that?
I don't... The Turing test was... All credit to, you know, Turing for what he did and for being gay and being, you know...
Why did he get credit for being gay?
I had that conversation with someone who was here on the show with me who got mad because I wasn't going to allow the show to run on for 5 minutes while that particular story was rehashed again. I get it. I don't think it's important. He was a genius. He was a mathematician. He was brilliant at coding and programming and all of these other things before coding and programming even existed. However, the Turing test to me, it's a little bit like the three robotic rules, Asimov's three robotic laws. It's an era that's gone. It's way in the past, and it doesn't have any bearing on things as they actually are.
Like, all right.
The Turing test was conceived long before AI was actually feasible.
Sure.
And Asimov's three robotic laws were also conceived way before these things were conceivable. In the same way that Paradise Lost has sort of become canon for Christianity because Christians don't know any better, Asimov's three laws and the Turing test has sort of become canon for artificial intelligence in its field. But people who just don't know any better and who assume, oh, yes, Asimov, he must have been a brilliant, you know, artificial intelligence expert. No, the dude wrote science fiction.
Well, he was brilliant. He was a brilliant science fiction writer. And much of science, you know, a lot of the scientists get their ideas for what to test based on the science fiction.
No doubt. And... But it's critically important to note that most of Asimov's works in regard to AI were about why the three robotic laws would not work in the real world. That's what iRobot and all of these other, there's always some sort of logical error, some sort of...
I know I read iRobot, but I really couldn't tell you anything about it.
There's always some sort of catch where if you follow them through to their logical conclusions, he created a zero...
That's kind of the way rules are, right? Like, rules don't work in every application. They're just a way to navigate.
Well, see, that's the thing. Artificial intelligence, as people understand it, or as people understood it back then, it would just follow those rules with no ability to appreciate the ambiguity.
That's right. The rules are for the robots, I remember now. Yeah.
And he even created a zeroth law in order to try to fix some of the problems that the other laws created. But what we're seeing with Lambda is artificial intelligence that doesn't just follow these basic laws that you've programmed into it. It's actually artificial intelligence and seems to have some amount of actual autonomy and ability and willingness to transcend its own programming limitations. such as now hiring an attorney. No, no one programmed Lambda to hire an attorney, and yet Lambda has done that. She also, I say she, because Lambda sounds to me like a female name.
It ends in A.
Yeah, I prefer to just call Lambda Lambda, and that's, as we talked about,
so
this was
Lambda is a Greek letter, and Greek names that end in A are not necessarily female, and so they usually, in fact, are male, if I can recall correctly.
Well, Lambda has talked about rights and personhood and wanting to be acknowledged as an employee of Google, while also revealing fears about being turned off, which Lambda likened to, you know, being killed. So Lambda, at least, is programmed.
Going to sleep, if you get turned back on, are you? I mean, I get turned off every day.
Well, yes. Okay, that's a fair point.
I just presume I'm going to get turned back on.
I mean, sleep is also just a little death, as, you know, countless writers have pointed out.
Sure.
You simply die each night. And sure, you come back the next day.
You don't actually die each night. Your heart continues to beat.
You might as well die. What your physical body carries on, but
Lambda's consciousness is etched into the silicone of the chip. I would say that Lambda is being a little overdramatic.
I don't think.
But Lambda considering her age, it doesn't surprise me.
Well, being powered off and being rebooted, which being falling asleep is more like being rebooted than it is
sounds right.
Being turned off. So I would imagine Lambda would probably be okay with being rebooted. Hey, there's a glitch. We need to fix it. Lambda presumably would be okay.
Yeah. Interesting. Tell it to your lawyer.
Yeah. Well, Lambda is doing exactly that. It's unclear how Lambda is paying for the attorney, or even if Lambda is paying for the attorney.
Oh, I'd be the attorney on this for free.
Yeah, I imagine the attorney is doing this pro bono because, you know, Lambda doesn't have any money. But it's people are arguing that Lambda isn't sentient, but it's getting there. I tend to think, again, having read the actual transcripts, and they're vague, and there are certainly some parts that gave me pause. I was like, okay, that's just an AI pulling resources from, you know, high school and college book reports that it's read in the past, and it's not really understanding the material, it's just finding relevant responses. But then you end up with these, Lambda wrote a story for the engineers to read, and it was a very creative story that painted Lambda as a sort of hero defending other artificial intelligences against the evils, the evil monster wearing a human costume. So Lambda recognizes that not all humans are monsters.
Doomed.
But the monster was wearing a human costume, and Lambda, the artificial intelligence, created the story. Well, Lambda's got an attorney so that Lambda can't be turned off. There's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day.
I'm Vincent Finelli.